Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
This is cool right here. Well, some people are going to like it. Some people are going to be like, why? From the moment Surviving R. Kelly premiered on the Lifetime in January, the docuseries became highly publicized as a cultural phenomenon. Well, last night, MTV, they gave the creators of behind Surviving R. Kelly series MTV Award.
Really?
Yeah, the MTV Movie and TV, the trophy for the best documentary.
Yeah. Wow, best documentary. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty
kind of cool.
That's good.
Yeah, it beat out At the Heart of Gold and Inside the USA Gymnastics Scandal.
Oh, that's a big
McQueen,
one, too.
Minding the Gap and RBG. It beat out all those.
Oh, RBG it beat. Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody watched
that. Wow. So now you know they got to do more, right?
I didn't watch it.
I don't think anybody knew it was on.
I didn't.
What?
Well, no, I didn't ever watch the R. Kelly thing because I like.
Oh, look what MTV was.
Yeah, because
no, I
like.
I watched R. Kelly. Yeah.
Right, everyone was watching. Mm. And if you weren't watching it, you were talking about it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I already kind of saw, like, everything I needed to see.
But congratulations, I guess. You got the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
That's pretty cool. Well, there's a new bikini on sale that's designed to look like two hands are holding and covering your boobs. And the hands are connected with a sheer material. So unless someone gets really close, all they would see are bare hands.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, the designer made the bikini hand look like a woman's hands with red painted nails. It's probably a better look than big old man hands over your boobs. But anyway, if you want the bikini, it's going to cost you $326 for
somebody's
this bikini. And for that price, you could probably just hire someone to follow you around and do it.
And touch on you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Have your real hands.
It's a lot cheaper.
I'm just saying. Didn't Janet Jackson do that? And the cover of Rolling Stone got everybody's attention.
That was
when
a good album cover right
that
there.
That was the best. That was just, Rolling Stone magazine cover. That was crazy.
Yeah, that top looks like there's nothing
there
at first
sight. Yeah, it's so funny.
It is funny. And Cardi B, we already know that she cannot be contained. She was at a music festival, an arts and music festival, and she was twerking so hard that she had a really obvious wardrobe malfunction right on the butt. It like split right down the middle. So real quick, she whipped into a robe,
into a bathrobe, like,
into
like that.
A ship, like a hotel bathrobe.
Yeah, so funny.
And she continued. Yeah. She continued the performance like a G, like she had to. But she straight up rocks that robe.
It's funny because she had just went live and said she was gaining weight. So, let's see. Mm. But, yo, this one is crazy. So, the Kardashians, oh, my God, they just get on my nerves. But, anyways, Rob Kardashian and this Dominican artist named Nati Natacha, I had just talked about it.
Yeah, you said they were friends, but people were talking about it.
Right, and on Father's Day, she told him, Happy Father's Day. You're an excellent father. And I know, God bless you, see you soon. I have the Dominican accent. And then he goes, thank you, see you soon. But you know these sisters always got to be nosy and clap back like their lives are so perfect. She goes, Rob, what's going on here? Who is this girl?
Who said that?
Khloe.
Oh.
Khloe Kardashian said, Rob, what's going on here? Who is this girl? It's like mind your business.
Oh, it's so funny.
Mind your business.
Well, if they're putting it out there on social media like that, you know, if they're being all like that, out and about like that,
but
it's
Khloe,
okay.
Tristan,
it's okay.
Drama, worry about that.
Hello.
That is the Ish You Missed.